Today's devotion is entitled, Humbled, by Pastor Keith Richard, Emmanuel, Belvedere. And Nehemiah, who was governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept as they heard the words of the law. Nehemiah 8, 9. God's word humbles me. It speaks of a powerful and loving God who created all things and set up a beautiful design for life where he would be our God, we would be his people, and he would equip us to be his image bearers so that we might love others and care for creation. It speaks of how Adam and Eve rejected God's beautiful design for life and how my own sinful nature still today constantly rebels against God's beautiful design. When I read God's law in the Ten Commandments, another picture of God's beautiful design, my heart is pierced as I see how inadequate I am and how often I fail to live the beautiful life God would have for me. God's word humbles me because it shows me how broken I am. But God's word humbles me in another way. The same powerful and loving God who created the world also promised to redeem his creation after Adam and Eve had rejected him. The Bible speaks of a God who is rich in mercy and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. God's law might pierce my heart, but the gospel message that Jesus lived, died, and rose for me changes my heart, forgives my sin, and recreates me as a holy child of God. I don't deserve the grace and mercy that God has given and shown to me. His word humbles me because it shows me how loving and faithful God is. God's word humbles me. There are times when God's word humbles us because it shows us just how sinful we are. But there are other times when God's word humbles us because it shows us just how loving and merciful God is. A pastor once told me that every word of God can be received as law, convicting, or gospel, life-giving. Both are necessary, both are helpful, both are extremely humbling.